Meanwhile, might yoga have a therapeutic role to play in helping to rehabilitate people with long COVID? Well, many extol the virtues, so we sent along James Titko to the Yoga for Life Project's Claire Wally for some tips on his breathing.
In March 2020, my husband got COVID, and it became apparent that he wasn't getting better from it. And it was so early that the word long COVID hadn't been coined at that stage. One thing he really was struggling with was chest pain and his breathing. And so I decided to set up a breathing class. And we quite quickly got a lot of people joining this. It was initially through word of mouth, and it was on Zoom. And I was teaching really people how to breathe properly, possibly for the first time, in that we're never taught that. And it's very common for people who have had COVID to get something called breathing pattern disorder, where you breathe using your upper respiratory muscle, so the upper part of the chest, and out through your mouth, rather than breathing in and out of your nose and into your belly. And in correcting that, you switch on your vagus nerve, which in turn switches on your parasympathetic nervous system, your system of rest and digest.
It's a very interesting thought, teaching people to breathe properly, something we obviously all do unconsciously in order to stay alive. I'm intrigued, Claire. Can you give me a taste?
Okay. So you can do this practice lying down, seated or standing. But if you're doing it seated, if you bring your feet underneath your knees are hip width apart, and you just feel down into the four corners of your feet. And so that you start to feel really centered and stable, you should very gently inhale, draw the shoulders up to your ears. And then as you exhale, dropping your shoulders down your back, root down through the four corners of your feet, the sitting bones, and reach up tall through the crown of your head. And just start to feel this sensation of space in the front body. And now very gently, place one hand on your belly, the other hand onto your chest, and perhaps close your eyes or take a soft gaze. Start to come into your feeling body and observe where you're feeling the breath in your body. And if you're feeling the breath in the upper hand, you're breathing using the upper respiratory muscles. And we want to descend the breath now down into the lower hand. So very gently start to breathe into the lower hand, feeling the breath expand with the belly. And as you exhale, feel the navel drawing back towards your spine. And then inhaling, belly rising, exhaling, belly falling. And keep going with this breathing practice. And when you start to observe some stillness in the upper hand, drop that hand down onto the lower hand. Keep focusing on that breath, feeling the breath going in and out of the nose and in the belly. And return to your gentle smile. And perhaps just take a moment to observe whether you feel different, how you did at the start of the practice.
Oh, Claire, that was wonderful. And I was able to take part in that brief exercise while sitting down. I presume while yoga is not an extremely sort of vigorous exercise, it still takes some aerobic strength. Is that an accommodation, therefore, that you've made to bring this to people with all sorts of presentations?
Yes. So it's important that what we teach people can do also lying down and from a bed. So the yoga we teach, aside from the breath, it's very, very calm and restful. There are lots of pauses. And we also encourage people, if they're really fatigued or it's difficult for them to do, is instead of doing it, visualize themselves doing it, because there's a certain amount of research to show that this also can have physiological benefits.
The calming voice of Claire Wally there from the Yoga for Life Project.